Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, December 19th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. Okay, so there are a few things that happened after the impeachment vote that were interesting. The first was the Washington Post. They are tied with the New York Times about how much to hate Donald Trump. Their whole existence, the Washington Post, designed to hurt Trump. Well, some of their people were celebrating the impeaching. Give us the picture here. Let's take a look at it. So they're celebrating impeachments or something, right? There they are having a swell time. They send out this picture. What do they think was going to happen? Impeachments? What do they think? And of course, outcry on Twitter, and they had to take it down. But is anybody surprised? From the hierarchy on down, the ownership, everybody, get Trump. Always been that way, ever since he stepped into the campaign. The other thing is CNN, of course. They were having a great time last night. And one of their people, Jake Tapper, he purports to be a journalist. I mean, Tapper, he's not like me or you know, the other analysts and commentator. No. He says that he is an objective journalist. Now, his background is in entertainment television. So here's what Tapper says about the impeachment deal. Go.
But one of the things that we hear from House Republicans so often are just misrepresentations, lies about what happened. I wish, I don't know how many people watching remember the show Pop-Up Video on VH1, which would provide up little facts and figures during music videos back when people showed music videos. But I wish that we could do Pop-Up Video for these facts because we're about to hear a torrent of lies about what the president actually did.
So we're about to hear. So Jake Tapper is predicting, he's kind of a psychic. We're about to hear a torrent of lies. Now, the only reason I don't like that guy, I got a full disclosure, I can't fathom him. And the hypocrisy of saying, oh, I'm a journalist. I'm seeking the truth. Oh, come on. You know, and the whole crew at NBC News, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, everybody, because as I have exhaustively explained, the corporations order it. That's it. You do what they're told. And as Mike Bloomberg said last week, give Bloomberg credit for being honest. Hey, I signed the checks. They're going to do what I told them to do. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Now, Donald Trump, during the impeachment vote, gave a speech in Battle Creek, Michigan, the usual bombastic approach. But Mr. Trump made a mistake in that speech. Go.
I gave the A-plus treatment. Take down the flags. Why are you taking them down? For ex-Congressman Dingell. Oh, okay. Do this, do that. Rotunda, everything. I gave him everything. That's okay. I don't want anything for it. I don't need anything for anything. She calls me up. It's the nicest thing that's ever happened. Thank you so much. John would be so thrilled. He's looking down. He'd be so thrilled. Thank you so much, sir. I said, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Maybe he's looking up. I don't know.
Okay. So he's talking about Debbie Dingell, who took over the seat of her late husband, John Dingell, who was in Congress, the longest serving member of Congress, 59 years. And then he died, and Debbie Dingell, 66, ran for a special election and won. Now, Donald Trump's angry because Debbie Dingell voted for impeachment. And he believes he went out of his way to be respectful to her late husband. But saying stuff like that doesn't get him anywhere. You know, I've told him that eye to eye, face to face. I don't know why he does it. It does not help him. Nobody knows who Debbie Dingell is. You know, his base doesn't care. It's not like him attacking Nancy Pelosi or somebody like that. And then it diminishes him in the sense that he's a president and the man is dead. So it was a mistake. Of course, the Trump haters now define him by these mistakes, but you can't defend it. He should not have said it. And my message to not the president, I'm not going to be arrogant enough. He won, if you read the United States of Trump, it was all him. He won by himself. So for me to tell him what to do or suggest that he do A and B is foolish. The man knows what he's doing, but he does make mistakes. And if you cut down on those mistakes, you have a better chance of winning. So cut down on the mistakes. These speeches, they're designed. I mean, he knows what's coming. Now, nobody can tell him what to say. Nobody. He doesn't listen in that regard. But that was a mistake. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
All right, we are back with Holly the Terror Dog. 4 years ago, Holly came into the O'Reilly machine as a Christmas present. Thus the name Holly, right, Holly? Okay, now, where do you get a load of this? On January 4th, Saturday, on the Discovery Channel, Holly will make her Coast to Coast TV debut. This is TV, but this is the internet. Greta Van Susteren is putting Holly on the air. Roll the tape.
Watch Pet Tales, and you will meet the corgi who has Bill O'Reilly wrapped around her paw.
Who's this?
This is Holly. She's a full-bred corgi.
One ear seems to be down permanently.
Yes. Corgis are supposed to have both ears like this, okay? But she has a genetic defect of some kind that the other one's down, which I kind of like.
I don't think it's a defect. I like it. It gives
her
character.
It makes her unique.
Watch it on Discovery, Saturday, January 4th at 8 a.m.
8 a.m., Holly? Are we going to get up that early? Look at her. She's tired already. 8 a.m., not exactly prime time, but we're working up. Now, Holly wants everybody to have a nice Christmas, correct? Give me some kisses. Kisses, Holly. That's the good dog. She wants everybody to have a nice Christmas and a good new year next year, 2020. We will be back, as I said, at the top of the program on Monday, December 30th, and we'll take a look back at the year. Not a great year, but we are going to have next year the best election coverage in the world, which is why you should give the concierge and premium memberships. All right, Holly, I know you want to bolt, but you're a big star now. Do you know you're a big star? Do you know that? See, I wish I was a ventriloquist so I could answer my own questions. Holly is a great dog, all right? For those of you who like dogs and animals, you know, they're really special, right, for everybody. Have a great Christmas, all right? And we will see you on Monday, December 30th.